All right, so going back to share the report or not, I would share the report with them when you share the addendum with them, okay? And then you're going to give them 5 days to negotiate on that, put a dollar figure in there, and then bullet point itemize whatever it is you want them to repair, all right? But then you put a number that's less, call it 5,000. And now you got a less of a number, and it's like, well, the windows are actually going to be 20,000, and they're only asking for five, and now it's better in your negotiation that you're going to get the number that you want.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is No Broke Months.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the No Broke Months podcast, which is a show for real estate agents to help you have no broke months. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show.
What you need to know when dealing with an inspection report. Real estate coach Dan Roshan of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents talks about how to properly deal with an inspection report. In this episode, Dan explains how to properly tell your buyer about the status of the house, what they want to be fixed, and negotiate about the prices. Learn more about what you should remember when handling an inspection report in this new episode of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents.
All right, Boswin, what you got?
The agent asked me to share the inspection report, so I don't know if it's like okay to share it. Do I need to get the permission from the buyer to share their inspection report? And what if I, like, how do I deal with the inspection report? Because it has lots of, like, cosmetic things and also some serious issues. Fixable, but it costs a lot of money, which is, like, the windows and everything.
All right. So here's what you want to do. You have this conversation with your buyers today. You're going to learn this conversation tomorrow, by the way. And in the future, you're going to have this conversation before you get to where you're at right now. It's okay, right? Like, this is all new to you, so it's completely fine. The conversation you're going to have with them right now is that you're going to say to them, you say, Mr. Buyer, what we want to do is we want to look at this inspection report and we want to look at the big rocks. That's anything that may cost you some money. And those are the things that we want to focus on. Anything that's rather insignificant, we want to just leave those alone.
We did have that conversation.
Perfect. So now what you're going to do is you're going to take the home inspection report. You're going to discuss it with your buyers, identify what's important to them. And then there's going to be a home inspection addendum. And in that home inspection addendum, you're going to request what you want them to repair. What I typically will do is to put a number in there, a dollar sign, because I'd rather have the buyer fix it. Because if they fix it, then there could be additional problems that will show up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My lender also advised me that if I ask for a dollar amount, that won't be marked as inspection report or anything, but like a gift or something from the buyer. How much do you think in this market should we ask for?
It depends on what the problems are.
The problems is like all the windows are old, need to be replaced.
But my opinion on that is those windows, when they wrote an offer on that property, anything that's visible, I'm not going to recommend and negotiate it because they knew before they wrote the offer that those windows were crap.
Mm-hmm. How about the leak? There are two leaks in the bathroom. How much do you use typically?
And a leak is a significant leak actually from the plumbing, or is it?
It's like from the vanity itself, like the pipe that goes from faucet.
Get a handyman to take a look at it and give you a bid. Okay. So what you want is you want to get like what's a real number of what's going to cost to fix all this stuff. So that's the answer to your question of like how much. It's whatever the real number is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if it's an HVAC, you got an HVAC guy there, whatever the case may be. Do you need a handyman or I'm sure you have handyman, right? All right. So get your handyman to go out and look at the things that your client's concerned about. The windows, I would see if I can sort of veer them off on that, but you could put them in there and put some sort of dollar number in there. But if you're looking at replacing windows, it's $350 a pop. That can get expensive. There's probably 25 or so windows in there, depending, maybe even more, right? Like that could be a big ticket item. Yeah, just get somebody to go out there, look at the items, give you a bid on what it's going to cost. And then when you get that, let me know.
But in general, things that they couldn't see, something like that came up with the report that was not visible, right?
In general, yeah. Or it's just basically things that are going to cost them money. Jeff, go ahead. There's something out there.
A phrase I use all the time is age is not a defect.
My God, Jeff, you're just making me feel so good about myself today.
Oh, I use it for me too.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, I'm feeling good now. Age is not a defect. I like that phrase. Age is not a defect. All right. So going back to share the report or not, I would share the report with them when you share the addendum with them. Okay. And then you're going to give them 5 days to negotiate on that. Put a dollar figure in there and then bullet point itemize whatever it is you want them to repair. You could put in those items, the windows, for example. All right. But then you put a number that's less, call it 5,000. And now you got a less of a number. And it's like, well, the windows are actually going to be 20,000 and they're only asking for 5. And now it's better in your negotiation that you're going to get the number that you want.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Yeah. And you said I can share the report without even going back to the buyer and say like,
ask them. And I would tell them, I would just say, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask for these numbers. We're going to share the report with them. The reason why you want to share the report with them, because the report's going to be more significant than what you're asking for. Okay. So on the report, there's going to be 100 things they're asking for. On your addendum, there's going to be 5 things you're asking for. And then you're going to give a dollar number that's going to be a little bit less than what it would cost to do all those 5 things. All right. You good?
That's it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bosma. Thanks so much for listening to the No Broke Months podcast today. Until the next show, I invite for you to be grateful, make good choices, help someone, have the best day of your life, and go find a listing.